America.
The headline: Zambian woman killed while another is battling for her life after being attacked and robbed by a fellow Zambian in Malawi. Human rights defender condemns calls for civil unrest in Zambia. And in global news, 9 people with life-threatening injuries after stabbings on Doncaster London train. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. A Zambian woman has died while another is battling for her life after a Good Samaritan identified only as Walia, a Zambian residing in Malawi who had offered them accommodation, attacked and robbed them of their property whose value is not yet ascertained. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the incident occurred on Mchinji, Malawi, where the two Zambian women had gone for business of buying beans, and that they were hosted by the suspect who introduced them to neighbors as his relatives. Mr. Mwemba explains that the duo stayed in the suspect's house since he was staying alone, and that during their stay there, the victim purchased a total of 6x50 kg bags of beans and asked the suspects to help them make transport arrangements for their traveling back to Zambia. In a statement, Mr. Mwemba says in the early hours of 31st October 2025, at around 0120 hours, the suspect, Walia, acting together with two unknown male persons, attacked the two female victims whilst they were sleeping in his house by first pouring hot water on them and proceeded to hit them with unknown sharp objects. He says that in the process, the suspects went away with the victims' phones and handbags, which contained a known amount of cash money, passports, ATM cards, and national registration cards. Mr. Mwemba has identified the surviving victim as Jen Lungu, aged 62 years of Nyimba District, while the deceased was only identified as Agnes Walia of unknown age and abode, and both sustained multiple cuts on the head and burn injuries on the neck, hands and chest. He says the victims managed to call for help and the neighbors rushed to their rescue and found them lying in a pool of blood with multiple injuries. Mr. Mwemba says efforts are being made to locate and notify the relatives of the two victims for purposes of identification and subsequently possible referral in the case of the surviving victim and post-mortem examination in the case of the deceased. Human rights champion and democracy specialist in Ndamwanajiti says the calls for civil unrest in Zambia by a section of society are dangerous and misguided. Mr. Mwanajiti has cautioned that chaos is never a path to power, and that once disorder begins, it becomes nearly impossible to control. He notes that it is disturbing to hear statements suggesting that Zambians should expect instability, warning that such thinking is unpatriotic and undermines the state's peace. Mr. Mwanajiti emphasizes that no citizen should wish for turmoil to consume the country, as it goes against the values of democracy and the rule of law. He adds that Zambia's democratic processes must be respected, and that any attempt to overthrow a legitimate government, whether through violence or public disorder, must be rejected. Mr. Mwanajiti further explains that while dissent is an important part of democracy, it must be based on facts, reason, and respect for the law.
Civil unrest often fools some into believing that it offers a fast way to power. It does not. While chaos is easy to ignite, it is nearly impossible to control it once it begins. Therefore, disturbing to read or hear sentiments suggesting that Zambians should expect such misfortune. Such thinking is not only misguided but deeply unpatriotic. There is no reasonable justification for anyone to wish disorder to consume Zambia. It is barbaric and stands in direct opposition to the principles of democracy and the rule of law.
A 41-year-old man of Jaisa compound in Lusaka has been murdered by his 27-year-old girlfriend following a dispute involving a love affair. Zambia police spokesperson Brian Monga says the incident occurred yesterday, November 1st, 2025, around 07 hours and was reported to Emmerdale Police Station by Rebecca Banda, aged 42, of Chinese compound, who reported that a male identified as Inambao of the same compound was murdered by Beauty Namukanje. Mr. Monga says preliminary investigations indicate that the now deceased had been staying with a male friend, and the suspect is alleged to have been involved in a secret affair with the now deceased, and that when the friend discovered the relationship, he assaulted the girlfriend. He explains that yesterday morning, the suspect confronted Inambao for revealing their affair to her boyfriend, after which a fight ensued, during which the suspect picked up a knife and stabbed Inambao, who died on the spot. Mr. Hamonga says police officers visited the scene and found the body of the deceased lying facing upwards with a deep stab wound on the left side of the chest. He says the body has since been deposited in the University Teaching Hospital mortuary awaiting post-mortem examination, while the suspect has been apprehended and is currently in police custody.
The Zambia Police Service has confirmed receiving a report of murder which occurred yesterday, the 5th of November 2025, at 07 hours in Chesa compound. The report was received at 09 hours by Emmerdale Police Station from a female identified as Rebecca Banda, age 42, of Chesa compound, who reported that a male identified as Inambao, age 41, of the same compound, was murdered by Beauty Namukanje, age 27, of Chesa compound. It is alleged that the incident occurred following a dispute involving a love affair. Preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased, who had been staying with a male friend whose names are not yet known, and the suspect, who is alleged to have been involved in a secret affair with the deceased. When the friend discovered the relationship, he reportedly assaulted the girlfriend.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has recruited additional expert investigators to strengthen its integrity initiatives and combat corruption. Speaking when welcoming the new officer, ZRA Commissioner General Dingani Banda said the move is aimed at improving building capacity, transparency, accountability and ethical practices in revenue management. Mr. Banda explains that the new officers will act as internal watchdogs, thoroughly investigating misconduct, enforcing the ZRA Code of Conduct, and supporting anti-corruption measures. The ZRA Commissioner General Faber said the new officers will probe suspected corruption and misconduct, monitor high-risk areas, and collaborate with external agencies such as the Anti-Corruption Commission, the Drug Enforcement Commission, and the Zambia Police to support the prosecution of internal offenders. He has underscored the importance of public support in fighting corruption and has encouraged citizens to report suspected corrupt practices. This is according to a statement issued by ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala. Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya is calling on government to learn lessons from this year's crop marketing season and allocate more resources to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, for maize purchases in the future. The FRA recently closed the 2025 crop marketing season, having purchased a record 1.6 million metric tons of maize, exceeding its initial target of 500,000 metric tons. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Bulaya noted that the unplanned purchase of over 1.1 million tons has resulted in delayed payments to farmers, which may impact productivity. He is, however, of the view that the situation was unavoidable, as government could not turn away farmers. Dr. Bulaya says this development is an opportunity to highlight the increased productivity in the sector, which warrants more resources, and is urging government to plan deliberately for future maize purchases, ensuring timely payments to farmers and supporting the growth of the agricultural sector.
I think it is an unfortunate situation where we are in this time around, what the government